inside ourselves, which is our awareness. And we need that flashlight to be steady sufficiently so that it's not moving around with every thought that comes in. So we train the flashlight to steady itself in various ways. Some people rest on the breath for a while as a way to keep the beam from being too rapid. So as the beam slows down so that it holds steady on things, now we can look around in there and see if there's anything that is truly frightening about our minds at all. And you see that when you're willing to look at something rather than to react to something, think you know what it is, and actually do know what it is, the harm of what we thought was in there comes off of it. It's actually very friendly. It's friendly territory. And when nothing is feared in the mind, all the lights come on. And the room is very steady in and of itself. At that point, there's no particular direction we're pointing the attention to at anything in the mind. It's just open awareness. Whatever is arising, arises. It's like holding the space of this room and seeing all the things within the room pass through that space. You're not looking at the details of each thing that are passing. You're just holding your attention to all the space in the room and everything is passing through it. So you're doing essentially nothing. You see? So that series from steadying one's attention to open availability, open spaciousness, is the path of meditation. Right? And we intuitively sense where we are on that. Like sometimes you intuitively sense, oh, I need to steady my attention a little more. Keep that flashlight steady. Sometimes you sense, oh, I need to, my anger is, I'm too fearful of my anger. So you spend some time really noticing and investigating and inquiring and looking at the anger until you're satisfied that it's no harm is there. And then very naturally comes a more inclusivity. More inclusivity, less resistance. Less resistance, less you. So you essentially allow yourself to your prominence in your meditation to dissipate. You allow yourself to melt away. That's meditation in a nutshell. Yes.
You say you look at the anger. You explore the anger. I have a background in the psychological approach. Did that for years. And then when I started meditating in the Buddhist, in this tradition, I believe I was told just to notice it and feel it as opposed to investigate it in a psychological manner. Is that what you're suggesting?
Not necessarily in a psychological manner.
So not, yeah.
But, each of anger, the more volatile emotions like fear, anger, or loneliness, or grief, they often have a fear component to them. And we have a lot of baggage associated with them. We bring a lot more to them than what they really are. And sometimes we have to wade through that baggage in order to see the thing clearly. So to recognize that I'm terribly afraid of anger, that I shrink from it when I see other people being angry, that I'm afraid of it in myself. So now you have anger and then you have fear of anger. So realize that the fear is bringing an exaggerated component to the anger itself. So then now you say, okay, so let me feel the fear associated with this anger. So let me get let me know that. And so the investigation that I'm requesting is the investigation experientially of what you're doing to it actively to keep it from being seen harmlessly. See? And some of us have very long histories, often dramatic histories, with those feeling tones. And they need to be encouraged to be conscious. Another thing that happens is that the reason we try to blame the anger on someone, you made me angry, or relate to it analytically as something my father, was angry, so that's the reason I'm angry, is because we're not willing to feel it. You need to explain something only when you're not comfortable with it yourself. So the blame is an attempt to shunt the responsibility for having it occur to some other reference point. It's because of you that I'm feeling this, you see? Well, at some point you realize that that's ridiculous. You're feeling it, that's it. You gotta live it. You gotta be totally accountable to it. And so you don't go back and analyze it any longer, because the analyzing you see as an excuse for having it. And you're just going to deal with it, period, straight on. And that's getting to that point where you can be present. Let there be present to anger takes the whole, makes you radically accountable to your emotional life. Everything happens from that. See, all projections are because we are unwilling to be radically accountable to our emotional life. That's taking an emotion that I'm feeling that I don't like and putting it outside of me and saying, I don't like you for having that feeling that I don't like in myself. So all prejudice goes away from reclaiming our emotional life. Isn't that amazing? See how the world is held psychically to be separate. And if you end the need for separation in yourself, it comes back together. It's intentionally created to be separate so that you have a dumping ground. Right? So it's your compost bin. Basically, that's what you go, that's what we mean to each other.